Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us, and let's talk some running now. And we head back to Melbourne, Australia. Joe Coombe joins us. Joe, welcome back. Nice to chat. Running is out of the three disciplines, I'm guessing you would say you're strongest of the three.
These days, at the moment, my swim's my strongest. But yes, historically, the run's certainly been my strongest.
Do you think having it as one of your strengths makes Ironman easier?
Oh, absolutely, categorically, yeah. To get off the bike and say, right, now this is my leg, is the most amazing feeling. And my poor husband struggles with the run, and I do feel sorry for him because, you know, he's getting himself a buffer, but then it's always, you know, people are playing chase with him. So I'd much rather be the chaser for sure.
As far as having that, is it possible to train that in, that you do get to a point where you feel that the run is my leg? I mean, particularly if you come from a strong cycling background?
Yeah, I think you have to approach it mentally like that. I wrote this in one of my blogs, actually, about Kona. You know, I got off the bike in Kona and I thought, this is my leg. And I think if you can persuade yourself that, you know, you are going onto your strong leg, even if you have come from a cycling background, it's going to make it so much easier. And also in training, if you're saying, you know, people like training what they're good at, don't they? You know, that no one likes to train a weakness. So, I think if you can talk yourself into being a runner, you're going to look forward to your runs in training more.
Absolutely. You mentioned in one of our earlier chats that in the build-up to Malaysia, where you won your age group and qualified for a second time to Kona, you ran a lot of cross-country. You didn't want to give that up, whereas you had given it up previously. And you said that you felt that that was one of your biggest gains. Talk to me a little bit about that and the thinking behind it. Obviously, you wanted to do stuff that you were enjoying, but it turned out that it was pretty helpful to your performance too.
Yeah, certainly. Before Malaysia, I'd been primarily training with Sean Foster from Fluid Movements, and he has his program has a lot of intensity built into it. So I would say that it was a choice that I wanted to focus on those quality run sessions within his program, and not hamper them by being, you know, fatigued from racing so often at weekends. So it made sense not to do so much of the cross-country. When I decided for the Malaysia prep to do more of the cross-country, I did back off on a lot of those quality runs in the week. Now I'm training with Xavier. He doesn't give so much quality running within the program. We run hills, but we're not doing interval sessions. We're not doing specific, tempo sessions until we get closer to the races. So I'm actually using those cross-country races now as my speed work, you know, and he's absolutely 100% behind that. So I think it's a different mentality. I was still getting that quality before, but it was within my training program. And sometimes I'd kind of resent that because I wanted to race, you know. I didn't want all my racing to be in training. So I like that I can kind of run easy in the week. Also, you know, I fit my running in around work in the week, so I'll often run at lunchtime, and I don't want to be going out and pushing a hard interval session at lunchtime. So I can go and do an easy run at lunchtime, but I know that my quality run is going to be on a Saturday afternoon, and that's over hills. You know, you can't get harder than that, especially when you're racing. So, yeah. So I think it's worked really well.
Absolutely. And I don't even think we need to go into too much detail on that. I just think that speaks for itself. Joe, brilliant. Thank you so much for that. Look forward to catching up again soon, and best of luck in the build up to your next big race, obviously Texas and then Frankfurt.
Thanks very much, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.